We are obligated as a business to try and take as much of your money as possible.
That's why we've come up with new products to sell you. We got shirts, we got hats, we got all kinds of things for you.
If you want a Brock Life shirt, if you want a Jetpack Rescue Squad shirt.
Ooh, that Salmon Cannon shirt's cool.
If you want any of that stuff, you want a hat that says They's Aliens, we got you. We have concerns.com/shop. Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Hey, there is a team of researchers led by a fellow named Axel Vissel at Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory that are turning mice into snakes.
I'm sorry. You mean there's a dark wizard? You mean there's a vizier hanging out at that university?
Turning mice into snakes.
Yeah. He cracks down his staff and all of the mice in the university turn into snakes. Give me the five W's on this one, buddy.
All right, okay. So the first thing you need to know is that there is a gene called the Sonic Hedgehog gene.
Yeah. I remember this.
Not Sonic the Hedgehog.
No.
Because scientists weren't really clear about what it was supposed to be called. He got it from his six-year-old daughter who had a comic book, and he went, okay. So there's a bunch of genes called hedgehogs, and they're called that because they're spiky looking.
Mm-hmm.
And they named one Sonic Hedgehog because the guy who discovered it has a six-year-old daughter who was into Sonic the Hedgehog.
Mm-hmm.
And
because he's a scientist, he was like, I feel like the is superfluous.
Yeah,
we don't need that. We can streamline this. We can make it better.
Right.
Sonic Hedgehog.
So Sonic Hedgehog is the gene that determines limb growth.
Oh.
And evidently there is this sequence of enhancers. They're not genes, but they're enhancers. One is called the ZRS. This is the enhancer that affects Sonic
Hedgehog. It's like a small Japanese coupe, and you put a big spoiler on it.
Yes, the
ZRS. Yeah.
You want to have those thin wheels on that thing, but big rims.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hatchback is surprisingly popular in the racing community.
I wouldn't have guessed it myself, but it's true. Anyway, ZRS, like I said, it isn't a gene itself. It's an enhancer of genes, and it affects the Sonic Hedgehog gene. And what these guys are doing at the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory is they're modeling ZRS. They're using the CRISPR.
They're using ZRS to remove limbs from mice.
Basically. What they're doing is they're modeling ZRS.
Why?
From other animals onto mice.
Uh-huh.
So what they did was they tried doing it with a whole bunch of animals. They tried it with chickens and humans, and they tried it with platypus.
No, they're doing science. It's got to be mice.
Well, no, they're other animals onto the mice.
Oh.
Yeah, so they modeled the ZRS from a bunch of animals onto the mice.
Okay.
It didn't really change anything. So they're like, well, this is weird. Why isn't it changing anything? And then they decided to start with snakes. So they took the model of the ZRS on a snake, put it on the mice, and guess what? Mice started not having limbs anymore.
Now, when you say this, here's what I'm picturing. I'm picturing like a little drop on the back of a mouse, and no more legs.
Not exactly. I mean, it.
Well, then what is it?
It they grow the mice.
They grow the mice from scratch.
From scratch, using this new form of their DNA.
Are you sure
DNA.
It's not just like a
little?
Yeah. It's like bing.
Yeah, and then it's like each limb just
the mouse
falls
is like
off.
The mouse is running, and they fire a squirt gun of it at the mouse.
Yeah,
and it's like in the air, and it's like, and then it just skids. It just slides.
Yeah.
You got me.
Ew.
You got me.
I thought I could get away.
I was
going to
get away, but you put it in a water gun now.
No, so what they did was...
Carefully don't get that on your fingers, Bob.
They tried a whole variety of snakes.
Mm-hmm.
The cobra version didn't develop legs at all. Just a sad little mouse with no legs.
Venomous mouse.
Just an evil... Hiss at ya.
Yeah, but like a mesmerizing... Like
yeah, if you play a flute in front of that mouse, he will never stop looking at you. He just loves it.
Eats a mongoose. It's It's crazy.
You've ever seen a mouse eat a mongoose?
It's many horrifying. Times larger than itself. It's crazy.
So no legs at all with the cobra version. Python version? Mm-hmm. Little stub legs. Not full limbs, but little stubs. So what they're saying is this implies that the ZRS and the Python still kind of works a little bit, but the cobra one doesn't. And what they're finding out is they're basically...
People love corgi-looking mice as pets?
Sadly. They
call little them, stubby mice?
Yeah, they call them... pug mice.
Well, but yeah, teacup mice. All mice are teacup mice, so it's kind of a confusing name.
Yeah.
But it's called a Welsh mouse. And it's got big ears and just little tiny nubs for legs.
You think they would go with titmouse, but that was already taken.
Why would they go with titmouse?
Because they have little nubs.
Gotcha.
Coming out. So what they're actually able to determine is that there is this very clearly defined evolutionary ladder of how snakes slowly lost their limbs or slowly gained their limbs if you're looking at it in reverse, right? So you can map out based on how much this ZRS affects the snake, how much limb or not limb it had along the evolutionary ladder.
Why? Well, wait, I mean, because like, so you can tell how many limbs it, like what sort of limbs it had. Sort of? I mean, not really, right? Because what?
It says pythons.
The pythons had, like, what? Tiny little nubs?
Well, they are some of the earliest...
Caterpythons?
Caterpythons.
Millipythons?
Yeah.
And they were just like...
If you've ever seen a python...
That would be so much more terrifying than a regular ass snake.
Yeah, one with little nubs that nubs
little,
at
like
you.
Like 1,000 little nubs just kind of like nubbing around at you. Just
little
like
nub snakes.
That is some, like... horror movie nonsense.
That is
some terrifying stuff. Because I don't have a fear of snakes.
But you have a fear of nubs.
I have a fear of like any animal that like where it's it has enough limbs that the limbs look like they're undulating.
Oh, you don't like the undulation?
I don't like the undulation. Like I'm more creeped out, I think, by a millipede than I am by a venomous snake.
So spider doesn't have enough legs to get to a
does not have enough
undulation.
Legs. It's just this wave. This, you know, when you watch a millipede walk and it has like the shiny wave
so
of legs.
What creeps you out is choreography.
It's not choreography. It's just it looks unnatural because you can't make out the motion of individual legs. Like you can't see how it's moving. It's just this slow wave towards you.
I get
you. I don't like it. And then when you add that to like a python.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
And it's not even legs, it's just little nubbins.
Because a python is a constrictor, and then it's constricting you, and it's undulating little tiny legs are touching you on the neck and stuff, and it's like, ugh, you can feel it?
That's rough.
That's nightmarish.
That is nightmarish.
So they think these snakes had what, like nubbins?
So basically they're saying that pythons and boas belong to some of the earliest groups of snakes, and they have little remnants of legs, like little spurs on their undersides. They do. They actually have these little spurs, and each spur that's on their like undercarriage has a mini thigh bone on it and a little claw. They're semi-functional because of this remnant of ZRS that works on their
that's
Sonic
so
Hedgehog
interesting.
Gene.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're degenerate limbs, basically, is what they are, and they actually use them during sex to grab onto their mates. So it's basically your nightmare.
Oh, good. They're not limbs that they use all the time.
Right.
They just use them for sexual assault.
Exactly.
These are just, no, listen, you don't have to be creeped out because they don't use these little nubs. Like, you can't see them. You can't tell they're there. They only come out for sexual assault.
It's imagine, like, tiny little Trump hands.
Oh, 1,000 of them.
That are used the same way Trump
undulating.
Uses his hands.
Imagine a Donald Trump with 500 tiny little hands undulating on each side.
It's a nightmare. But, so cobras and rattlers, they're more advanced. They're later in the evolutionary scale. They have no traces of limbs. They have none of that stuff. And they're not... creating, you know, their ZRS didn't it basically is useless. Like it stopped their limb creation.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. So this teaches us about evolution, and of course, once again, mice get fucked.
Mice, dude.
Mice.
The
just
number
get
of mice
fucked
that
again.
Got fucked in this experiment is off the charts. Like they look. So he did a whole range of experiments where he just tied the ZRS. to creating blue dye in the mice so that he could see what parts of the limbs.
Oh my god! Like your favorite movie, Avatar.
Yeah, yeah. It created like a little Neytiri's, little adorable Neytiri's.
Once again, I don't think that was actually the name of a character in Avatar.
I'm telling you, it is.
Is that Sam Worthington?
No, it's little Zooey Deschanel.
Zooey Deschanel was not. So you don't even know who
Sardana.
Was in Avatar.
Zoe Saldana. All the Zoeys. They're all there.
They
all
were all there. The cast was entirely made up of Zoeys.
If you cast a Zoe, you're ahead of the game. That's what I say.
Two Zoeys? Whew.
Double Zoe.
Double Zoe. But this has to do with limb generation, right? So,
right.
So by adding a ZRS that is supposed to tag things blue, like, does that actually work? Does it make blue limbs? Like, does it make blue bits where limbs should be?
Yeah, so it showed. Basically, it was like a...
Could I have blue limbs right now?
You probably could.
Holy
shit, man. It creates basically like a heat map of where it's affecting, like where on the body it's affecting, right? So if it's creating blue, it's like, oh, well, it affected the joints and the muscles in the arm or leg or whatever.
But like, could I have blue limbs right now? Probably not, because they have to grow the person from scratch.
Right. That's a good point. You can't just inject it into you.
Oh, God. I can't wait for the day that we can just inject it into us.
You want for all your Avatar cosplay that you want to do?
No.
Yeah, you want to be a little.
But blue is rad. Blue is rad. If I could be the first blue person on Earth, I would do it.
Like you could start on an entire group of.
Move along.
Would you want to let women
don't
into it?
Don't you take us there?
Just wondering.
Yeah, I bet you are. Okay, so this man is basically a monster. If you're from the mouse community, they probably whisper stories of him at night.
Not liked.
Yeah.
Not liked. This man is not well liked.
So now what? Now what? As I always ask when these things happen, mm-hmm. we've learned something about evolution, which is cool.
Yeah.
We've proven some sort of theory that they potentially had. Where these snakes go along the ladder and what kind of limbs they potentially had. Do they have an idea of what these snakes looked like with these limbs? How intense like, were these limbs? Were they more
lizards.
Like, it was just like a lizard, right?
Yeah, but the idea here is that these are very difficult to find. Basically, these enhancers, because they're not like adjacent to a gene. You can identify a gene that does something, mm-hmm. but the enhancer can be really unrelated to it physically, geographically, in the mapping of the DNA.
Gotcha.
So it's really hard to identify where these things work. And the fact that this guy found this one and proved that it does actually affect limb growth in a very palpable way, because for a long time he was injecting it, he was creating these mice based on chicken and platypus and human and all these other ZRS, and it wasn't doing anything. And he's like, come on. And now he got to snakes, and he's like, okay, here we go.
Is it discomforting or comforting to you to know that really fucking with DNA most of the time doesn't do anything? Does it make you feel
interesting?
Does it make you feel better or worse?
Well, I don't know. There's a part of me that makes me feel worse, because it's like, where's the secret sauce?
Right.
What's happening?
But that's the thing, is there's this whole idea, well, There's genetic stuff. There's epigenetic stuff. There are these enhancers. There's things. Genes are affected by lifestyle. Genes are affected by environment. And it's like, we had this glowing idea for maybe about 10 years before you could fit the human genome onto an iPod. Remember all those like things where it's like, you can put the genome on an iPod now. We had this glowing idea. We found it. This is it. This is the building block.
Yeah.
As we poke at these genes, sure, there are a lot of them. We're not saying there aren't a lot of them. But once we figure out what these genes are, we'll have everything.
Right.
But it's so much messier than that. Right?
Yeah.
Because there are all these external forces. It's got to be so hard to be a geneticist right now.
It's got to be so hard to turn a mouse into a snake.
It's got to be like,
I mean,
all you want to do, you go to school.
Yeah.
You get your master's, you get your PhD.
You have a simple dream.
You have a simple dream. One day, I'm going to be the first person in my family to turn a mouse into a snake.
My entire upbringing, all we had were mice that looked like mice.
Yeah.
And they...
We were good working class people.
That's right.
Second generation immigrants.
My father had mice. His father had mice before him.
Yeah.
None of my family had snakes.
All we ever wanted was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful snake to have as a pet. Like a fancy snake.
Right.
Not like a $10 snake.
No.
Not like a $100 snake, but maybe something cool. Maybe like a like an albino boa constrictor.
Yeah.
Or a python, or just, you know, like a really badass snake.
And
so when you bring chicks home, they see your snake and they're like, that guy's badass.
Yeah. Maybe you can put him on your leather jacket.
Yeah.
And you know, there is stories handed down about old cousin Eddie, who once went and bought a snake. But you know what that snake didn't
have? Fast Eddie Snakeman?
Yeah. That snake did not have any of the lovable mice qualities that you find in the family
of mice. That's the trick. That's the trick. Snake is not mouse. Mouse is not snake.
Let's make that happen, though.
We gotta make it happen. Snake, eat a mouse.
Yeah.
Mouse, run from snake. There's gotta be a way to bring them together.
Oh, so many mice died in our experiments.
So many. And not a single one was turned into snake.
None of them made it.
None of them did. And let me tell you something. Equally heartbreaking, it was a bittersweet moment because when we finally did turn mouse into snake, it ate the rest of mouse.
Yeah.
All other mouse gone. Did. Just one snake.
And you know what's the worst is mouse on mouse crime. It's the mouse on mouse action is hard.
That is mostly a myth. That is mostly a myth perpetrated by the alt-right.
It's perpetrated by the snake lobby.
So yeah, I mean, how far does this, is this the end goal? Total transmogrification between species?
I mean, I think it shows that it's possible, and if we know more about how limbs grow and we can see how, you know, birth defects potentially happen in humans, maybe
we can turn human into snake.
I mean, human snakes.
Like that, like, He-Man figure that had the snake head, but then also had snake hands.
Or like that part in...
Like, I didn't get that.
That part in Ghost or Beetlejuice, when he turns into the snake Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And once again, I think he had snake hands.
Did he?
I want to say he had multiple snake strength. What is with snake humans having snake hands?
Oh, that's true. He did have little snake
hands. I don't like it.
Yeah. I wouldn't want snake hands.
No.
I feel like I would scratch myself a lot with my little snake hand fangs.
But would you want to lose limbs entirely?
No. I like my limbs.
It's tough. It's tough to become snakes, you guys. And I'm glad this guy is working on it. That's what I'm glad about.
Simple dream.
I would like venomous fangs.
You would?
Sure.
Just to have?
Have them in reserve?
I feel like you could never try somebody else's meal.
Keep them in the back pocket?
You could never.
Sure you can.
Take a bite. I always love taking a bite of somebody's...
Oh, okay. So you're telling me snakes never make out.
With other snakes?
But
they all have venom.
They open mouth make out all the time,
snakes. They can't make out with non-venomous creatures.
Sure they can.
How could they? The venom gets
you
in there.
You don't.
Well, I don't know how you make out, Anthony, but
I mean, I think they have control over it.
You think that you can excrete the venom
defense,
or not?
Yeah,
it's not just constantly coming out.
It's a defense mechanism that they can right. activate or not activate, I think. You really got to bite down, I think.
That's what requires a lot of trust, then, for me to let you have a bite of my sandwich. Because now I know it's your decision.
But imagine this. I would be the best spy because I could be the royal food taster and nobody would see it coming, right?
That's true.
I don't know. The food taster was fine. What happened?
Why did we hire that food taster with those enormous incisors?
Hey, guys. I just want you to know I feel real bad about what happened to the chancellor.
I think by definition, you lose your job, Hal.
Oh, that's a bummer. All I ever wanted was to be a food taper. Anyway, I'm going to go. It's been great working with you guys. I had no ulterior motive. Oh, bit my tongue. I was a spy all along.
What part of snake would you want?
I mean, there aren't very many parts.
I know. That's the beauty of a snake.
I think long, slithery tongue's fun, I guess.
Stomach muscles that allow me to move along the ground.
Oh, that's cool. No. That would be fast moving while you're laying.
Yeah, you lift up, you lay on the ground, and you lift up your arms and legs like you're about to do the worm or something.
That's awesome.
And then you literally do the worm.
Because one of my favorite things is just staying prone.
Yeah.
Just spending most of my life
on my stomach. Tactical advantage.
Yeah.
Low visibility.
You just and then be able to move like that.
Ooh.
That's good stuff. What about eating something?
If you
that
could
is...
dual wield while prone, I mean that's the dream.
That is
that's
really,
the dream.
That is the dream.
I don't know. How about you guys? Would you want any part of snake?
I like the idea of eating something three times my size.
Sure. Unhinging your jaw?
Yeah.
Eating one of them Shaggy Scooby sandwiches?
Yeah.
How about you guys? Let us know. We're on Twitter. That's a good place to share it with us. Mm-hmm. I'm at A. Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those Royal Food Taster. Took a curve there. And also, guys, I don't know if you knew, but last week we sent out secret mail.
What?
Secret mail to everybody who supports us at the $25 a month and above level.
Secret.
We've got some cool stuff. This month was just the beginning of secret mail.
Oh my God.
This month was just me figuring out turnaround times on specific physical objects and figuring out like the logistics of mailing. This month was just learning about the secrets of secret mail. Starting next month, secret mail goes way over the top.
Oh man. I think you're setting the bar kind of high there, Anthony.
I am.
I don't know.
Because secret mail. So if you want secret mail, which also the secret mail level also comes with monthly hangouts, comes with early episodes, it comes with live streams
all
of our recordings. It's all the shit, you guys.
Yeah.
It's all the shit. Plus a place on the roster of most concerned individuals on our site. That's wehaveconcerns.com/roster. If you want to find out how to support us and get all of that wonderful stuff, wehaveconcerns.com/ I guess you could go to wehaveconcerns.com/Patreon. But you should probably just go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.
Yeah, you know.
I think both work. I think I thought ahead.